Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Who is much in demand in the media right now, because we're very honored he's doing our show, because this is a time when everyone is trying to figure out what exactly is the Chinese play on this. And Gordon Chang will be joining us just a little bit later. Okay, there's so many simple questions about this balloon. And, first of all, where is it right now? I mean, yes, it's been spotted over Kansas City, Missouri. Isn't the main question, how did it get here? And why was nothing done when it was flying over uninhabited territory to bring the thing down? I mean, people talk about shooting it down. Isn't there some way that, since the Chinese insist that this is not a spy balloon, they say it's a weather balloon, I mean, yes, it's big, and apparently the payload that it carries, the equivalent of a gondola underneath the balloon itself, is the size of two or three jumbo buses. It's big. I understand that they worry about the debris field, which could go on for 20 miles in every direction and could maybe have part of the falling pieces of that bus-sized material underneath the balloon smashing a kindergarten somewhere or harming people. But it was flying over Canada. And by the way, it's another question. The Canadians insist that there's a second balloon. I mean, that basically, but that second balloon is also headed toward American territory. The Chinese say, well, that's just the way the wind patterns go. So why are they sending weather balloons over Montana where you can look it up. We happen to have 400 Minuteman ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles with nuclear warheads, 400 silos for those missiles in the state of Montana. And the entire situation is so bizarre. And some of the things that people are saying are so bizarre. Speaking about things that people are saying, there's a statement by President Trump, all in caps with an exclamation point, of course. That's his style. He is making a call for shoot it down. So are a number of other Republicans. And then what? And how does that go? This is a reporter asking the Brigadier General, who's a Pentagon spokesman on this issue, General Ryder. The reporter asks about the Chinese spy balloon violating our airspace. Listen, this is clip 8.
You said that this is violating our airspace, so why not take it down?
Yeah, so, you know, clearly as we assess options and considering the size of the payload on this, looking at the potential for debris and the impact on civilians on the ground or property damage, again, running through the various factors and looking at in terms of does it pose a potential risk to people while in the air. And right now, as I mentioned, we assess that it does not pose a risk to people on the ground as it currently is traversing the continental United States. And so out of an abundance of caution, cognizant of the potential impact to civilians on the ground from a debris field, right now we're going to continue to monitor and review options.
Okay. And wouldn't you expect the President of the United States to actually say something about this? This morning, President Biden was taking a victory lap because of the wonderful news about the economy. And I'm not teasing. It is wonderful news. We are hitting the lowest unemployment rate, 3.4%, where a lot more jobs were created last month than people expected. And we now have the best jobs numbers, the lowest unemployment that we've had since the 1960s. I mean, it's pretty amazing. So he was taking a victory lap, and he did not want to answer any questions about the mystery balloon. This is what it sounded like this morning. This is clip 1.
So I'm heading off to Philadelphia, and if you want to ask me a question about the economy, but I'm not going to answer any question about anything else, because
better,
I never will cover this.
Mr. President, why have you been talking with the Secretary Blinken?
You take any blame for inflation, Mr. President?
Taking blame for inflation? No.
Why not?
Because it was already there when I got here, man. Remember what the economy was like when I got here? Jobs were hemorrhaging. Inflation was rising. We weren't manufacturing a damn thing here. We were in real economic difficulty. That's why I don't. Thank you.
Okay, basically not eager to take questions on the balloon. Mark Esper, the former defense secretary under President Trump, he actually spoke clearly and forcefully, the kind of speech you would expect to hear from the Biden administration. This is a problem, it seems to me, is that this is one of those moments where, again, anyone's paying attention to this. It's a violation of U.S. sovereignty. It's a violation of U.S. airspace. It's a serious matter. What the hell do they think they're doing, and why are they doing it right before Blinken was scheduled to come and negotiate less of a confrontational atmosphere with the Chinese? We will get to that and get to whether this has any coordination with the situation regarding Russia and Ukraine. We'll be speaking to Ilan Berman about that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
That's the moon. It's a little fuzzy out here, and it's a kind of a cruddy phone, but it's slightly overcast. But what the heck is that? That's not the sun. And according to my little planet guide, it's not a planet. What the heck is that? Any help would be appreciated.
That was was Martin in Montana who was commenting on seeing the big balloon up in the sky. It is big. It's described in terms of relative to the size of buses. They say that if you take the just the diameter of the balloon, that basically it's over 3 metro buses in length, and the weight of the payload of the gondola of the equipment underneath the balloon part, that apparently is the equivalent of at least 2 big buses, and maybe 3, and that's what they don't want to explode all around people. The Washington Post reports just very recently, the spotting of a high-altitude surveillance balloon over the U.S. mainland has quickly spiraled into a diplomatic incident. U.S. officials say the object is a Chinese spy balloon, while Chinese officials called it a civilian airship. Uh-huh. Mainly used to track weather. And why precisely would it be sort of making its way through the Aleutian Islands, through the center, the very sparsely settled center of Alaska, and then into Canadian territory, and then back down, crossing over to the United States, about where Glacier National Park is at the border with Canada, and then into Montana. The spy balloons, the Washington Post reports, have previously passed over the United States, but this object is unusual for loitering overhead for an extended period of time. And it was lingering, apparently, over areas in Montana where the United States has silos for our nuclear deterrence force, and over 400 silos in the state of Montana. This is a one of the very few statements that was very clear and unequivocal. This by the Pentagon Press Secretary, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, clip 11.
First of all, we are aware of the PRC's statement. However, the fact is we know that it's a surveillance balloon, and I'm not going to be able to be more specific than that. We do know that the balloon has violated U.S. airspace and international law, which is unacceptable. And so we've conveyed this directly to the PRC at multiple levels. And in terms of specific locations, I'm not going to be able to go into specific locations, again, other than to say it's moving eastward at this time. Yeah, you had a follow-up.
Well, just a quick follow-up on, as people start to see the balloon, do you have any guidance for, should they try not to interfere, not photograph?
So the balloon is currently assessed to be at about 60,000 feet, so again, well above the range of civilian air traffic or where civilian air traffic would normally fly. Certainly aware that there are cameras, you know, civilian-owned commercial cameras that could spot this balloon. In terms of guidance to folks, again, this is something that NORAD is closely monitoring. We do assess at this time that it does not pose a physical threat, as I mentioned, to people on the ground. So we'll just leave it at that.
Uh-huh. And then the reporter went on to ask General Ryder the question on everybody's mind. Certainly it was on the mind of the former president, President Trump, who made a statement along these lines. Listen, this is clip 8.
You said that this is violating our airspace, so why not take it down?
Yeah, so, you know, clearly as we assess options and considering the size of the payload on this, looking at the potential for debris and the impact on civilians on the ground or property damage, again, running through the various factors and looking at in terms of does it pose a potential risk to people while in the air. And right now, as I mentioned, we assess that it does not pose a risk to people on the ground as it currently is traversing the continental United States. And so out of an abundance of caution, cognizant of the potential impact to civilians on the ground from a debris field, right now we're going to continue to monitor and review options.
Okay, this is contrary to the response of President Trump, who took to social media, to Truth Social, his own social medium that he owns and operates. He weighed in today and had a very simple message, all in capital letters with an exclamation point, of course, shoot down the balloon. And then he addressed another social media message to President Xi of China. He wrote, President Xi, sorry not to burst your bubble. Pardon me, what he wrote was, President Xi, sorry, not sorry, to burst your bubble. But if you ever try to fly one of your cheap made-in-China balloons over the USA today again, we will fly some made-in-America fighter jets over Beijing. That was the direct message. There is a different message from the Pentagon about what is going on. A reporter asked this of General Ryder.
Is the position of the balloon classified?
Phil, right now, what we're not going to do is get into a hour-by-hour location of the balloon. Again, we're monitoring it closely. As I mentioned, right now, it's over the center of the continental United States. That's about as specific as I'm going to get.
But I understand it might be inconvenient, but does the public not have a right to know if the balloon is over
there? The public certainly has the ability to look up in the sky and see where the balloon is.
Ryan Zinke, who used to be the Secretary of the Interior briefly for President Trump, a Republican from Montana, he's now one of two Congress members representing Montana, and since this was flying or drifting or floating over Montana and spying, presumably, on some of the missiles below, Zinke was pretty direct in his tweet response. And he said, shoot, period, it, period, down, period. The Chinese spy balloon is clear provocation. In Montana, we do not bow. We shoot it down. Take the shot. It does require, at some point today, and we'll go right to it as soon as that happens, some kind of clear response from the President of the United States, wouldn't you think? Is this a big deal? And does it put us on the path to war? We'll talk about that with Ilan Berman coming up.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. China says it's a weather balloon that's blown off course into U.S. airspace. The Defense Department says otherwise.
First of all, we are aware of the PRC's statement. However, the fact is we know that it's a surveillance balloon, and I'm not going to be able to be more specific than that.
Air Force General and Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says the balloon's not a danger to aviation. They decided not to try to bring it down for fear of damage on the ground. President Biden's enjoying the latest economic numbers, more than 517,000 jobs added last month, and a January jobless rate of 3.4%, the lowest since 1969. It's been an icy mess in much of the South all week. Now the upper Midwest and Northeast are getting their turns in the icebox. Minus 20 forecast for Chicago today. In Boston, the wind chill could hit 30 below tomorrow. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Michael Medved Show, for the moment at least, until something untoward happens with the Chinese spy balloon, we still have an active war going on, and before there's any conflict with China, we ought to talk about the prospects and the dangers of the current conflict between our ally in Ukraine and the Russians. And Ilan Berman has spoken with us about the war before. He is Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council in Washington, D.C. He's an expert on regional security in the Middle East, Central Asia, and the Russian Federation, and has consulted for the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency as well as U.S. Departments of State and Defense. Ilan, the CIA Director William Burns, just said that the next 6 months will be critical in the Ukraine war. He said that President Vladimir Putin is betting that waning Western interest and political fatigue could afford his military a new chance at making battlefield gains. We spoke yesterday about reports from the British tabloids that Putin was getting ready a new force of 500,000 more former convicts and others in Russia to invade Ukraine again from two different directions. Is this a concern that Putin could launch a new drive to put an end to Ukraine's independence and very existence as a nation?
No, absolutely. And you know, as the weeks have gone on, the likelihood of a some sort of repeat Russian offensive has grown pretty substantially. And that's what we're hearing out of Kiev. That's what the Ukrainian officials are really worried about. And what they're worried about, in addition, this is why the recent German decision and American decision to send battle tanks to Ukraine becomes so important, is that the Ukrainians are worried about the political front, as you mentioned, of course, but they're also worried about military overmatch. They're worried about the fact that Vladimir Putin cares far less about the individual Russian soldier than Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky cares about the Ukrainian armed forces. And so Putin seems perfectly willing to, you know, do another call-up order to mirror, you know, even larger than what he did in September, and to really accelerate these military plans. And he's banking on, as you said, he's banking on this waning Western unity in support of Ukraine. Because as we see, right, all politics is local, and as we see the percentage of people who think that we've done enough or think that we should begin to pare back our support for Ukraine has gone up significantly the longer the conflict goes on. So the clock, the Ukrainians are painfully aware, is working in favor of Moscow and against Kiev.
And what do they have in mind? There's also been talk that with these new tanks, they can, at least with the German tanks, apparently get them operational pretty quickly, that they might be conscious of that ticking clock and launch their own offensive to try to take back some of the territory that Russia had seized from Ukraine.
Well, and that's right. And this is where I think things get a little bit tricky between Washington and Kiev, because right now the idea that Ukraine needs to repel Russian aggression, that Ukraine needs to maintain its independence, you know, we pretty much see eye to eye with the Ukrainians. But if the Ukrainians really ramp up their own counteroffensive, if they push against Russian forces, and if they push even, you know, against the boundary of the Russian Federation itself, then, you know, I think very quickly differences of opinion begin to materialize between what policy planners in Kiev are thinking and what Western policy planners are thinking also, because increasingly you're hearing the voices in Europe and in the United States begin to talk about the need for some sort of compromise, the need for some sort of off-ramp for Vladimir Putin, right? This is a conversation we had before, but it's a conversation that's going to rear its head again, especially if Ukraine really sort of, you know, if the wind is at its back and the Ukrainians are really winning. So I don't discount the fact that, you know, while we may be seeing eye to eye with the Ukrainians right now, there's going to be pretty significant political differences maybe in the future.
And what about one of the delays that is, I think, exacerbating strong supporters of Ukraine is the delay imposed by Turkey to get Sweden and Finland admitted into NATO. I heard yesterday that President Erdogan of Turkey was demanding that Sweden pass some legislation banning any desecration of the Quran as a price of admitting Sweden and Finland into NATO. Is that going to go anywhere? Is the Turkish government facing a tough election going to pull back from its support of Ukraine?
Well, this is really, I think, a fascinating story to watch, because you're already beginning to see the impact of Turkish pressure, right? So the Turkish objection to Finland and Sweden, but especially Sweden, has its roots in I would say Sweden's less than accommodating response to Turkish policy, but also the way Sweden has navigated its own influx of Muslim migrants, which the Turks the Turkish government doesn't like. And this all came to a head when Sweden and Finland last year decided to apply for membership and break decades of neutrality. But for the Swedish, the wrench in the spokes of the car was thrown a couple weeks ago when there was an anti-Muslim protest that was taking place in Stockholm. And the Turks have really sort of, you know, hammered on that point, to the point that they've said that they're going to block Sweden's NATO accession. It's not clear to me whether or not they're going to hold fast, right? As you said, Erdogan has a pretty tricky re-election coming up in next month, in March. There is a sense that the precipitating event, what happened in Stockholm, the reason the Swedes and the Turks are on the outs, may not have been a homegrown Swedish problem, right? If you begin to think about who benefits the most from this sort of disunity within NATO, very quickly the solution, the answer becomes Moscow. So, you know, I'm hearing a lot of rumblings that this may not be, you know, these tensions exist, they're organic, but they may be being exploited by Russian-aligned actors as well.
Wow. Okay, final question. Today, all of America is concerned about this spy balloon by the Chinese. Would it be even more dangerous for the United States if this kind of spy balloon were Russian rather than Chinese?
I don't know about that. I mean, that's an interesting speculative question. I'm struck by the, you know, as I'm sure you're covering this sort of in multiple hours, but I'm struck by the Biden administration's non-response to this balloon. It really beggars the imagination because, look, I'm a recovering lawyer, so I approach it from a legalistic framework. And when I was in school, I learned, and it was drilled into me, that sovereign nations have absolute authority over the airspace above their territory, right? This is much more absolute than your territorial boundaries, much more absolute than your maritime boundaries. Essentially, a country can do whatever it wants with errant objects that enter its airspace without its legal say-so. So the fact that the Biden administration is making all sorts of excuses for not dealing with this, it really, for anybody who understands international law, it really looks like a position of weakness, not a position of strength.
Yeah, and it also raises questions about some of the problems with an 80-year-old president. I mean, the fact that he has been so passive and invisible on this particular issue, on this particular day, is extremely concerning. Ilan Berman, we've posted his most recent commentaries about the ongoing war in Russia and Ukraine, posted at michaelmedved.com. And when we come back, the idea of what is going on in another hotspot in the world, in Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And on the Michael Medved Show, let's go live to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who is speaking about the Chinese confrontation over the spy balloon. Listen.
We find a way to work together as well. The United States will continue to act in a way that reflects that responsibility. We look to our PRC counterparts to do the same. Now, the Foreign Minister and I just signed an important agreement that will guide our country's cooperation on science and technology in the years ahead. The agreement builds on one that we signed in 1992, which helped foster three decades of consequential collaboration. Our universities have conducted joint research on cancer and climate change. Our governments have worked together to reduce air pollution, to promote research and development on semiconductors, which power modern technologies from cars to smartphones. Our businesses have partnered on life-saving vaccines and treatments, like the collaboration between U.S. pharmaceutical company Moderna and South Korean biotechnology company Samsung Biologics to manufacture a safe and effective COVID vaccine for the region.
He's talking, obviously, about today's cooperation arrangement, with today's the Korean government,
today's agreement will expand the scope of that Republic. Cooperation, both in areas that we've long worked together on, like space, but also in emerging fields like biotechnology, quantum, artificial intelligence. Scientific cooperation is just one of many areas where our nations are working together to the benefit of our populations. Another is our shared security, an area where we have enduring ties as our troops continue to train and conduct joint exercises side by side. As President Biden has said, our alliance is the linchpin of peace, stability, and prosperity in the region, and is poised to grow stronger still with the launch of the Republic of Korea's new Indo-Pacific strategy this past December, which reflects our own shared interests and shared approaches to the region's most pressing challenges. But today, we reaffirmed our commitment to improving our allied defense against common threats, as well as our commitment to defending the Republic of Korea using the full range of U.S. capabilities, including nuclear, conventional, and missile defense capabilities. Earlier this week, Secretary of Defense Austin met with President Yoon, as well as Defense Minister Lee, in Seoul to boost our deterrence planning, including through even deeper information sharing on North Korean nuclear threats. We remain committed to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The Foreign Minister and I also discussed the importance of maintaining peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait. We're increasing our trilateral security cooperation with Japan, which puts us on stronger footing to address shared security threats, including the DPRK's unlawful and reckless missile launches. We held a series of joint ballistic missile defense and anti-submarine warfare exercises this past fall. We're also deepening our trilateral collaboration on other security challenges, as well as on helping Pacific Island countries adapt to the growing impacts of climate change. We're working with other countries to advance...
Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He is meeting today with South Korea's foreign minister, Park Jin, meeting in Washington. Park meeting with Blinken as part of a four-day trip to the United States, including a stop in New York, where he will also meet UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and ambassadors to discuss security on the Korean Peninsula, particularly surrounding recent developments in North Korea's nuclear program, which saw the launching of over 90 missiles last year. Further, Park will likely seek U.S. support for South Korea's Indo-Pacific strategy released in December of last year. And it's very clear that Secretary of State Blinken is giving the Koreans that sort of support. One of the good things in the world, the positive things, and we've talked about it before, is that right now there is solidarity among the four closely allied nations and more, four closely allied nations, meaning the United States, Japan, South Korea, and Australia, which is there south of Taiwan and China, but in the vicinity, and plus additional cooperation with the Philippines, and unexpected cooperation because President Duterte of the Philippines, who was not a pro-American president, he was somebody who was shifting the Philippines closer to China. That has stopped under President Marcos. And this is, by the way, The Hill reports, just flashed reports, that Ukraine is warning that Moscow is regrouping hundreds of thousands of troops on the border for a massive new offensive, just weeks before the first anniversary of Russia's invasion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky yesterday gave a stark message to the West when he forecast that the Kremlin was building up its forces to take revenge. And I mentioned before the ongoing difficulties that Secretary of State Blinken, we've been talking about, was addressing when he toured in the Middle East. And the one thing that I think is extraordinarily important, and we have a piece that's included in our newsletter that we're sending out today from a retired deputy ambassador to the United States from Israel named Yoram Ettinger, where he talks about the important aspect of relations between Israel and the Palestinians. The one thing that more than any other gets in the way of negotiations or any kind of compromises that could bring those two sides closer to peace has to do with the clearly anti-Semitic and radical propaganda that is churned out by the Palestinian Authority. The news today doesn't concern that, but yesterday there was and we played you the clip where the ambassador from the Palestinian Authority to the United Kingdom was asked on British media, would you condemn the murders of seven people, most of whom were elderly, but some of whom were young, a young couple that had come out to rescue people as they were being shot on the street by a terrorist who later was brought down himself. But the ambassador was asked, do you condemn this kind of terroristic killing? And he totally refused. No, but this is, we don't condemn it. And in fact, they celebrate it. And as long as there is not agreement on the principle that terrorism and that murder of innocent people, you have no idea what the opinions of those people might be. And you're killing them simply because they are Jewish people who choose to go to synagogue in Jerusalem, which is the capital of Israel and has been the functioning capital of Israel you could say for time immemorial, but certainly since 1948 and the emergence of the Israeli state. Today, President Macron in France was hosting Prime Minister Netanyahu, and he raised alarm over Iran and Iran's headlong nuclear rush. At a warm Paris dinner summit, the Israeli premier urged Europeans to up sanctions on the Islamic Republic. The French president called in return for calm with the Palestinians. And meanwhile, when it comes to foreign policy and seeking peace, President Trump was asked how he would end the war in Ukraine, which he has promised never, ever would have happened if he were still president. Here is President Trump's response, clip 3.
It can be negotiated, I think, within 24 hours. It really has to be done from the office of the president. And you have to get them both in a room. And there are things you can say to each one of them, which I won't reveal now, which will guarantee that this war will end immediately. And they have to do it.
Okay, there's a tweet of the day, actually, that was posted in response to that. And that tweet of the day is from Ron Filipkowski, who writes, Trump says World War III is about to break out and the entire world is going to be destroyed, but he has the solution to prevent it, which can solve the problem in 24 hours and save everyone from death and destruction. But he won't tell anyone what it is unless you make him president again. Well, I guess that's the idea. When we come back on the Michael Medved show from the break, we'll be speaking about the latest from President Trump, who had been quiet for a while, but he is ramping up his campaign, and he has taken a very strong position and very controversial position that he will not necessarily support the nominee of the Republican Party and would consider a third-party independent campaign of his own. What does that mean politically for the future of the Republican Party? We'll talk about that with Paul Kangor of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College in Pennsylvania, right here in this greatest...
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.